houses. Yeah. They had a few of the two-story houses down here in the shipyard.
Yeah.
Mr. People like that were considered cross the tracks, you know, lived in.
Cross the track?
Yeah, I come from the other side of the track.
What about, what would you call them if they were outside? Would you have any different name for them if they were inside or out?
Well, no other than the only thing I've ever called them, you know, I mean, I guess you might say outside stairs or
okay.
Fire escape or something like that, but I mean, I just called them outside stairs, you know.
Okay.
But the only thing, the only time you would see those outside stairs was this, due to the economic conditions. In other words, a lot of the people that were up in age, if they had a two-story house, then they would take a carpenter and pay him to build the outside stairs so as to have the privacy of the downstairs for themselves. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, people in days, in other words, if they had a man and his wife, you know, had raised their children up, and they'd got off and got married, and they
yeah.
had a two-story house.
Uh-huh.
So, if they were going to, people, when you live in a two-story house and relying on stairways, age, believe you me, has a lot to do with it. I know, because I live in one now.
Yeah.
And if they ever build another, it's going to be on the ground. Because I'm at the point now where I don't like to climb stairs, you know.
Yeah.
But especially people after they would get up, you know, and by the time they'd get to the point where their children would leave, then they wanted the ground floor for themselves. They would entertain the idea of, for supplementing the income, you know, renting a room out.
Oh, well, I see. So they built
there. So they built the stairs outside.
Oh, I see.
To give the privacy to the tenants, you know, and to keep them from coming through the house.
Okay. Now, what'd you call the boards on the outside of the house that overlap each other?
Well, they had different types of siding. In other words, some of the houses that they built them days had what they call shiplap siding.
Yeah.
And that was your wide board that overlapped. It was horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the houses that were built them days had vertical siding. It was board and batten. In other words, you would take a 8 or 10 inch board, a 12 inch board, you know, and then butt them together and then put a 2 inch batten over it to cover up the crack, see. And that was the type of construction that was cheap. What I mean by that is there's a lot of good lumber in them days. In other words, when I first started.
What I hear?
Well, when I first started. Working with carpenters, you know, well, the lumber that we got them days, why, they, like I said, you couldn't even touch it today.
Yeah.
We used to cull what they call first class lumber now. In other words, if a board come to, if you went and bought a piece of lumber and it had a couple of knots in it that were hard, soft, you know, you'd throw that aside. In fact, there's a many house that was built with scrap lumber, you know, that the lumber mills would throw away. They'd just give it to you to haul it off.
Yeah.
See? And consequently, why, it's just like Cypress. I bought an old house up here on that owned, my great aunt owned, and I tore the thing down about 15 years ago. And it was storm sheeted, and then it had the board and batten, you know. And then later on, she used the small siding, shiplap siding, in other words, about 6 inches, see. And when I tore into the old house, my